You know, I love the Fernery. I think it's one of my favourite houses. And there are many reasons behind that. It's cool, it's peaceful, it's a space to think in. And it's got more shades of green than you'd find in Ireland, I suspect. I love the texture of the fronds. Some of them are quite shiny and glossy and stiff. Others are very feathery and very delicate. Some are immensely statuesque. And others are so small, even I have to take my glasses off to see them, especially when they emerge. I think there's nothing more amazing than looking at a crozier on a fern. That's the round bit that looks like the top of a shepherd's crook, unfurling. That is such a wonderfully inspiring thing to see. And I think it's something that's inspired cultures at opposite ends of the world. If you think about Celtic brooches and Celtic designs and all those lovely spirals, I'm sure the artists were inspired by plants like bracken, of all things. And yet, if you were to go to New Zealand and you think about the Maori with his tattoos on his body, or the shape, the wooden carving on the prow of a Maori war canoe, again, it's the same as the fern unfurling that wonderful spiral. So I love to come in here. You know, we all have difficult days in life, and I think the Fernery is a great place to come if you've had a difficult day, because you can just stand there and you can breathe and realise that isn't nature wonderful? You don't need flowers and brass bands and great blousy things for nature to be phenomenal. I love rhododendrons and I love rhododendron gardens, and they're wonderful. They're like Neapolitan ice cream. There's colour everywhere. But in here, there's something wonderful about things that are just green and don't flower. I think what we wanted to evoke here was a sense of spirit, to create something that took people to a different world, a different time. I mean, when you think the plants that we're looking at here, many of them have been on the planet in excess of 350 million years. That's a long time to have colonised the Earth. So I wanted to take people back in time when they came in here, and I hope that we've done that. I suppose if we were trying to achieve anything, it's a representation of a New Zealand tree fern forest. I would ask any visitor, when they come in here, not to spend all their time looking up into the fronds and looking down on them, but actually look at your feet. Because if you look at the path, not only will you find imprints of ferns, but you'll actually find some dinosaur tracks.